Good morning, MGTOW men. This is a little bit of sort of science, and sometimes the value or the learning comes from multiple. Visitations of the issue. Now, on the screen before you is a sort of basic drawing of what is called a vernier caliper. And the vernier relates to the vernier scale. Okay, and this is where the increments on this scale here, that this is in true, say, millimetres and centimetres and millimetres, right, along here. But this scale here is slightly out of sync. It's an accurate scale, but instead of, say, being... I don't know how to put this in words. But what happens is these are not exactly this scale here is not exactly centimeters or millimeters. How do I get these into words? This is going into abstract maths and bits and pieces and stuff. And but anyway, how it works, right? We've got the zero here. So we go along here, that's 10 centimetre, or 1 centimetre, or 10, 11, 12 millimetres. So it's not quite, the zero falls. So the zero falls between 11 and 12 millimetres, but it's sort of around about the 3/4 mark, you know what I mean? It's not quite 12, but it's not quite 11 and a half, okay? So we go up the scale, and we see which one of them lines up, all right? So we see this one here, and we'll say the 12.6 millimeters. Well, that's slightly inwards of that one, and the 12.7 millimeters is slightly inwards of that one, but the 12.65 millimeters, they line up exactly, right? So then we go back to this scale. Well, that's 11.65 millimeters. So that's 6/10 and 5/100 of a millimeter. So that's pretty good, you know, that's generally fair accuracy, okay? Now that's how a vernier caliper works, because it has a vernier scale on it, okay? Now, this here is brand fuck up, you know. It's a metering type dosage sort of thing, right? And if you notice that the knob there is kind of like, say 0.6 of the way along that scale, right? Along that knob, so that's where the line is up, and that goes, say, 0.4, and that goes to, say, 0.1 and a bit, and then that goes to sort of zero on the knob, you know, at the root of the knob, and then that goes to point, say, 0.9 of the gap, right, and that goes to 0.8 of the gap, and that goes to about 0.7 of the gap, right. So this reads something like a vernier scale, right? But I found this out, that this doesn't, the pitch, this here is a screw, Because if you notice that that this is, the knobs here are actually like an interrupted screw thread, right? So that goes there, and there, through there, through there, you know what I mean? So by marking this knob or the nut with, say, a big line there, which we can show here, a big line here for one whole turn and a small line here for half a turn, right, we can then articulate complete revolutions or half revolutions of the nut up the thread, which means then you push this down and the thread acts as a stop on the piston or the syringe, you know. But what I figured out was that the thread doesn't match the scale. And it wasn't until I started doing the calculations on the dosage that I thought, no, this is something fucking wrong. You know, it's not like two whole turns equals one increment. It's slightly more. Two turns should be from there to there. You know what I mean? And four turns should be from there to there. And six turns should be from there to there. And eight turns should be from there to there. And 10 turns should be from there to there. And 12 turns should be from there to there. But this scale here is a different, is scaled differently to the pitch, right? So you can't mechanically adjust your dose on revolutions of the nut, because the thread type scale is different to the fucking numerical scale, okay? But if you look at this brand here, I can't get any really good big images, right? But if you see, it says 200 kilograms the dosage, right? That there comes to the base of that knob, right, in the thread, right, there's the nut, and it's got a scale marked, it's got a turning point marked on it, right? But this knob, by turning this nut X amount of revolutions, we'll just say, that would be, say, 100 would be, given the length of that, I'd say 100 would be about there, you know, the nut, and you turn it 1, 2, 3, 4, and the fourth part of the thread, you know, the interrupted thread, goes to there. Then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there's another dosage, that's 200 kilos, 300 kilos, then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, so that's 400 kilos, and then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's 500 kilos. Then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's 600 kilos. So this scale here, this written scale here, correlates with turns of the nut and the pitch of the thread. You know what I mean? So, this is just one of those little things when you sort of fuck around and try and work out your dosages and the amount of sort of milligrams, you know, per unit of body weight, you know. Say if you've got a horse that weighs, say, 150 kilos, you know. Well, then you'd need two, you know, to go from there to 100 is there. And then we'll just say it's two turns per 100 kilos. So then you go two and then and a half, which is to there. That goes to your horse, which weighs, dosing your horse, which weighs 150 kilos. Then you go two turns to there, there's your 50. And then you go 100 to there. Then you go 100, six turns to 150. And then you go six more turns to your next 150 kilo dosage, you know. And we'll just say that looks like ivermectin, 18.7 grams to the kilogram, which would give you about 200 micrograms per kilogram, or 28 milligrams per 150 kilo, which is about 200. That's the recommended dosage for your horsey, you know. So this is just the difference in the scales, you know what I mean? This is when you start to go, fucking how come, you know, 10 turns of this don't work out to be, you know, fucking 10 turns on the scale. Well, that's right, because that's why, because you've got a fucking different, the pitch of the thread is different to the scale on the fucking dosage thing. It's not a fucking huge crime against humanity, but it could be better, you know what I mean? That the difference between this and this is they're synchronous. So, dear MGTOW men, that's a lesson in detail. I hope you've learned something. Okay. So, thank you very much for your attention.